What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode with Ben and Nikki
of our podcast. Are we there yet? Oh, yeah.
And yet another episode where Salem is not in it, even though he's on the album artwork, on the cover artwork.
He's in the background. I can hear him. He's going, he's chewing. He's like this. Nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom. I give Salem a little treat every time before we start one of these, and we go and put him into bed, and he gets a treat, and it takes him just enough time to eat that treat while we're doing this.
I had the greatest idea. We should bring his mouth up to the microphone, and then we can hear him eat the treat, and then he could be on the podcast.
Okay, you go get Salem. Nikki, what is today's episode all about?
It's all about sustainability and how we can do our best to make small, different choices to basically do our best in regards to sustainability in the world, you know?
Have you guys ever heard of Earth? Planet Earth.
We all live on it.
It's a good place.
It's pretty rad.
It's a good idea to look after it. And this is just going to be some of the ways that we are looking after the place that we live. And maybe it'll give you a couple ideas on how you can look after this place called Earth.
We also have been doing a lot of different things lately. We purchased a few new things that we're going to talk about, and then we're going to talk about what we would like to be doing in the future as well. And hopefully this can give you some ideas about how to make small different choices in your life as well. So yeah, we've always been really conscious with our impact and what we're purchasing. So we always tried to like buy beeswax and blah, blah, blah. We're going to get into that very shortly. But while we were living in the van, it was kind of difficult to do a lot of the things that we wanted to do. And we'll definitely get into that as well. But now, because we live in a house, we basically have this like normal life in a house, and we can make different choices that we couldn't make in the van. So we're stepping up our eco-friendly sustainability-ness to be the most anal about it. We're going to be like next level awesome.
We've mentioned this a couple of times, and as much as we loved the van, we have realized that we are our best versions of ourselves while living in a house or just a larger living environment, not even just from the standpoint we're going to be talking about today and sustainability, but just from like our mental state. Like, we're just more comfortable, we're less stressed, we're more happy, we're more chilling.
We can do more of the hobbies that we love, and that makes us a better version of ourselves.
So sorry, Wilson.
I'm very sorry, Wilson. We still love
you. Wilson's the man, if you guys haven't been around for very long. But sorry, Wilson, we still love you. However, as we did note in previous episodes, if you are interested, Wilson is still for sale.
We haven't really listed him anywhere. The only place we've ever said it was on that last podcast episode. So no one really knows, to be honest.
But just you guys.
If you know someone that would like to purchase a van, let them know about our van.
Send them our way. We can send them some pictures, or maybe you can send them some pictures if you've seen them on the internet. But that's enough about all of that. Let's jump into today's episode. Nikki?
So today, we hope to inspire you to take on some of these habits, and we can choose step by step to be better all together.
Number one, we're going to tell you about the things that we are currently doing.
All right. Well, this one's actually the most exciting thing of all. I don't know if you've been watching our Instagrams, but we received something in the mail, and I quickly deleted my stories after we started building it, and it actually came like broken, basically.
Just a little bit of it. A really important piece of this thing was broken.
And we basically can't put it together. So we bought a grow wall, which means we can grow spinach, lettuce, kale, all the herbs, all the microgreens, wheatgrass, all that kind of stuff.
If you are listening to this episode as soon as it is released, if we time everything perfectly, we will actually be building it at the same time on Instagram stories as you are listening to this. If you're one of the first people. So
this is inception.
This is where I'm trying to think about editing this in the future and getting that done. So we'll see if we can pull that off. But it's basically the grow wall is like a, think of it as like a bookshelf that grows plants. It's pretty sweet. So it's like a multi-tiered plant growing shelf that has water running through it and lights to help the plants grow at nighttime, and especially for the most part in winter inside, which is super, super cool.
So one of the main reasons we wanted to do this is because organic grown produce is like kind of expensive at the grocery store. And of course, I don't mind supporting like local farmers and everything, but if I can just grow it myself, that's amazing. And it's going to be a lot less cost in the end. And also, there's so many fruits and vegetables that come in plastic wrap if you go to the grocery store, or maybe probably not at farmers markets, but we kind of want to avoid all of that. And I just feel like, let's say every single family or every single house had one of these, that'd be amazing, because you're growing like super healthy food and you're growing it yourselves, non-GMO, organic, like that's awesome.
I definitely took it for granted growing up that I lived on 10 acres and my parents were really big into having a vegetable garden and an orchard, and we grew all kinds of things. We had corn and lettuce and we had oranges, and we had something called a lemonade tree. Do you even have that here?
Nope, never heard of that.
It's like halfway between a lemon and a lime, and it's kind of sweet. It's really delicious. It's like the perfect fruit to actually make lemonade at a lemonade Yum. Stand.
Oh my God, we need that.
But yeah, I grew up with all of that, and I think I definitely didn't care about it one bit as a kid. I was like, I don't want to go look after the garden. And now I'm like, man, I just want a garden. It's funny how life works.
Isn't it? Your parents would be so proud of you.
Actually, they might be. Yeah.
They will be.
For once in my life. I'm just kidding. I love you, Mom and Dad.
Another thing that we are doing is we bought beeswax wrap. We have glass Tupperware, reusable Ziploc bags, and canvas shopping bags. Obviously, we're using that instead of cling wrap and plastic bags. And all of those things are awesome because they're reusable. And even like some of those thick reusable Ziploc bags, I don't know, they might break after like a few months, but that's way, way better than a one-use bag. So we've been loving them so far.
I feel like regular Ziploc bags are, for the most part, like a one-time use. Like if you get two or three uses out of it, you're doing really well. But these Ziploc bags that we have are like a very thick, malleable, soft plastic. Like they kind of look like they're made by the company Tupperware. They're very, very handy. And for those of you who don't know what a beeswax wrap is, that's actually kind of hard to say.
It
beeswax
is.
Beeswax wrap.
It's very hard.
Beeswax wrap.
Beeswax wrap.
Anyway, beeswax wrap. I almost said it wrong then. Beeswax wrap is basically like cling wrap. That's reusable. And it's, I don't even know what it's, is it fully made of wax? There's got to be some paper or something
there's,
in there.
Yeah, there's paper and then some wax. And we like put it around avocados or
so
whatever.
It's, yeah, it's like a piece of paper that's covered in beeswax. Mm-hmm. And it holds its shape because of the wax. And it stays not dirty, I suppose is the correct word, because of the wax. It's the paper doesn't absorb everything you put on it. So it's a really, really cool alternative to cling wrap. If you had no idea what that was, it's actually pretty affordable. It does seem kind of expensive compared to cling wrap, but it's so much better for the planet. So if that's something you're looking to try and reduce your waste on, maybe then a beeswax wrap might be good for you.
Yeah, it's like about $15, I think, and you get three papers, like wax papers, and they last so long. Like I think three of them could literally last an entire year. And I don't know how many cling wrap boxes you would buy in a whole year, maybe like once a month. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends family. Like how much you're using. And like for the most part, these beeswax wrap things, I got to stop saying it. We're going to say something else. But anyway, these wrap things are a lot smaller than a piece of cling wrap for the most part. You could obviously buy bigger ones. And we're going to briefly talk about in next little sections about where you can buy stuff like that instead of just ordering it on Amazon.
Yeah. And glass Tupperware is really awesome. As well, obviously, you're just going to, like your leftovers, you're just going to put it in that. And a lot of you probably do that as well. It doesn't have to be glass, but I like the glass ones. And the canvas shopping bags, you're feeling super cool at the grocery store with your canvas bag. That's how I feel anyways.
Looking down on all the peasants with their plastic bags destroying the planet. And you're like, oh, this?
Welcome to the future.
This canvas bag? Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saving the planet. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. I'm not a superhero.
So the next thing we are currently doing is using Dr. Bronner's soap.
Not sponsored.
Actually, none of this is sponsored. We're just like genuinely sharing what we love. It's concentrated natural soap that you can dilute in another bottle. It's using a lot less plastic bottles because if you have concentrated soap in one bottle, that one bottle can hold, let's say, 100 bottles worth of soap, if that makes any sense, like diluted. So although the Dr. Bronner's is made out of one plastic bottle, it's holding like 100 bottles worth of soap inside of it.
To note though, the plastic bottle it comes in is recyclable, and it might also, I'll have to check, but it might also be made of recycled plastic too, depending on the brands you choose. And the other thing to also consider is that this soap is actually made from like natural ingredients.
The entire thing is just basically awesome.
Yeah, which, you know, instead of just pouring, I understand that they're cleaning your dishes, but like regular ones are still really toxic chemicals, and sometimes they don't break down in the environment. Once the liquid from your sink actually ends up outside, because it does. It goes outside. It doesn't just disappear into nothing. It's actually much better for the planet to be using biodegradable soaps. The next one I want to be talking about, this one is very dear to my heart, and I'm just going to give you a little sample of what it is right now. That is the sweet, sweet, horrific sound of me having a big sip of espresso. Now, we've been using various different methods to make coffee over the years, and I actually think that this one we have right now is by far my favorite.
It's pretty awesome.
It is really, really sick. If you guys haven't been keeping up on the grams, we use something called a Rock Coffee manual espresso pressing device. It's very, very cool. So basically, this manual espresso press is super, super cool. It doesn't use electricity. There is no waste. It doesn't have filters in it at all. Sort of like you would have with a pour over coffee. You have that wasted paper filter. This one doesn't have that. It actually has somewhat of a silicon filter that lives in there all the time. You never have to do anything with it. I really love this thing. It's awesome. You just got to use your big, strong muscles to press your coffee, and you just use boiled water, and that's it.
It is honestly super, super cool.
It makes delicious coffee too. It does take a little while to get used to. I will say that. It took me a while to realize the right ratios and the right amount of pressures and stuff like that, but it's actually a really cool alternative. There's a couple of different brands out there if that's something you guys are interested in. The one we have is Rock, R-O-K, but I know there's another one out there called Flair. This is also a really popular one. Our friends use that. But yeah, lots of cool options out there for making coffee and not having any waste.
And also, you can bring it on camping trips and basically have like espresso quality. It's not like, I love AeroPress, but it's not like an AeroPress or a Chemex or a French press. You can have like an actual espresso on your road trip. There's another great alternative, actually.
Tell me. Please tell me more.
Oh, I meant that one was a great one.
Oh.
That was awesome.
I thought you were going to tell me another one.
Oh, I think you should tell them the other one.
I don't know what the other one is.
The other one is?
Bamboo toothbrushes. That's what you use after you've had your coffee so you don't have stanky coffee breath. But we all use toothbrushes. I hope we all do anyway. It's a good way of cleaning your teeth. But most of them are made of plastic, which kind of sucks. And realistically, you should be changing a toothbrush every so often because the bristles get dank and disgusting. And so your toothbrush is a lot of plastic, gets wasted. You probably don't even realize that. So having a bamboo toothbrush can be much, much better for the environment.
You know what's crazy is I was looking up things to do to like be better with all this environment stuff, and I actually didn't even consider that toothbrushes were made of plastic. I don't know why. For some reason, my brain didn't even consider it. So I hope that if you're listening to this and you didn't consider it either, hopefully you do now, because I had no idea. And I was like, wow, that makes so much sense.
Once you start looking, there are a ton of things that you can actually change or do to be more environmentally conscious. And, you know, there's definitely things that we haven't included on this list. We're not saying this is the be all and end all, but maybe the things that we are doing might give you an idea of stuff that you could also be doing.
And in reality, like, you're buying stuff anyways. Like, you're buying soap, you're buying cling wrap and like baby wipes or whatever it is. So you may as well just like buy something else that's a little bit better. So it's not really that hard.
It's just very slightly more expensive. But if you are looking after the place that you live, it's really not that big of a loss if you think about it.
Exactly.
Imagine if instead of putting those plastics that you wasted into the trash and then it disappearing from your sight, what you could do is stack them all in a box for a month and look at the crazy, crazy amount of plastic waste you have. And then you'll be like, oh, damn, I got to cut that back. That's bad.
And then read about where on earth it even goes. Like, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. I actually know that the small town that I grew up in back in Australia, we used to put stuff into our recycling trash can and the regular garbage trash can at home. And because we lived in such a small town, both of those would get picked up by different trucks and they would go to the dump and just get put in landfill in the same spot. It didn't actually get recycled. It was just a trick. They lied to you.
That makes me so mad. And I honestly think that happens a lot of places.
Yeah.
So just to like make everyone happy.
You could drive around and stalk your local garbage truck and see what happens with it. But yeah, I was actually blown away when I realized that. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, we're paying extra money for these recycling fees just to do nothing except for dump it on landfill.
They're just bonuses in their pocket.
Yep.
Probably.
Bonuses in a big stinky pocket.
Well, all right. That got a little dark real fast. So let's skip on over to soap and conditioner shampoo bars. So basically, when you buy your shampoo and conditioner bottles, like, they come in a giant plastic bottle. So what we're trying to do is buy the bar form. It comes in probably like a cardboard box, which can be recycled. And the bar doesn't have any plastic. You basically just use the bar and you like wash your hair, wash your body. And that's like a lot of plastic. I mean, you probably go through one of your shampoo and conditioner bottle duos like once a month. So that's 12 of those a year.
Each. I would say that I would never have used one a month as a man.
Yeah, but you never shower.
That's true. I've only showered once in the last 3 months. Yeah, that's true.
But anyways, I think that's a great way to reduce the plastic that you're buying for sure.
Another thing we've started doing is face cloths. And the face cloths that we have are actually just recycled old hand towels or recycled towels. And we just cut them up into smaller squares. And we use these for cleaning our face, or if you just wanted to clean anything, we would just grab those instead of using like paper towel or toilet paper or something like that. That's what we're using instead.
We don't buy paper towel at all, like ever.
It didn't even occur to me until we just said this, but I was like, we don't have paper towel.
I don't think I have had paper towel for like 5 or more years.
We really started doing this in the van. This is kind of because we realized that, you know, you also have to cut down on space, but having stuff that you can reuse that you don't have to keep buying is very, very helpful, not just for sustainability, but also for space saving in the van. So this was a really, really cool one.
And in the van, we initially had like so many baby wipes that we were purchasing. And when I was thinking about different things I can cut down on, I was like, wow, like we go through baby wipes an insane amount. Why don't we just have like, let's say cloths for our face, oddly enough, I guess cloths for our face and our butt. So that's kind of weird when I think about it. And then cloths for like cleaning things around the house. So we have like different colored cloths where we know what they're for.
Yeah. The face cloth was also not a butt cloth. Like there were two different types of cloths, two different colors. So please don't think that we wipe our faces with our butts. But, you know, like if you are using baby wipes, they are actually incredibly handy on road trips. And don't get us wrong, we still use them sometimes. But the ones that we use are biodegradable ones. The packaging is biodegradable. The actual wipes themselves are biodegradable. Much better for the environment and arguably much better for you when you're wiping whatever you want to wipe.
Yeah. And I mean, technically we could bring face cloths on a road trip, but it's just a little bit harder when like, let's say 2 week road trip, you brought enough clothes for 2 weeks. And you just want to do laundry when you get home.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a little bit easier. And the next thing that we do is we're more mindful with our purchases and where things come from. So there's an example that I want to share with you. I bought some cupping. They're like these cupping jars. And basically you put oil on your leg or on your back or whatever it is. And you heat up the jar just like super quickly with some alcohol. And then it's like the suction cup thing on your leg. And you just like cup yourself, basically. Sounds kind of funny. So I really wanted to get a cupping set. Obviously, like I just looked on Amazon quickly to see how much they were, and they were obviously cheaper on Amazon. And I was like, nope, I'm not buying from Amazon. That's not happening today. I called a local person, like a local store that would sell this kind of stuff, and they didn't have any there, but they referred me to somewhere in Vancouver, which is still technically local because it's still Canada.
It's also just not a big corporation.
Yeah.
So supporting someone's like small business.
So I basically will go out of my way to support a small business. So it was probably $20 more the entire lot from them. And it doesn't matter. I'm going to buy from them. So
there's quite a lot of instances where stuff like that happens though. And I think for the most part, we try and avoid purchasing stuff on Amazon. There's the occasional thing that you don't have a choice in. And that happens sometimes. But even some of the products that you're going to buy on Amazon, they probably exist from the actual retailer. And it could be better to buy it from there because there might be less packaging. I feel like sometimes when you get stuff from Amazon, the thing you purchase comes in its own packaging and a box. And then Amazon's like, hey, I'm going to put that in another box and I'm going to cover it in plastic to protect it. And then I'm going to ship that box.
But that company probably has to pay like a fee to be able to use Amazon services as well. So if you just buy directly from them, then you're probably making them more money in the end.
Yeah. And you're supporting a smaller business and supporting more families, which is way better in the long run as well.
I've drastically changed the way that I see money lately. And I think of it as a tool. And basically when you're buying, you just think about it like, hey, I need some soap. Which one am I going to buy? And it shouldn't matter about the money. Like obviously, hopefully you're in a good enough position where you can buy stuff and you're not like super broke, but like it shouldn't matter about the money. It should matter about like looking at the shampoo and like where is it sourced from and like
What's the ingredients?
Yeah, what's the ingredients? Is it natural? Like, does this company even care about humans? Voting with your dollar is really, really important. Like I said about the cupping, even if it is more expensive, knowing that you're supporting a small business, especially in a time like this when many small businesses are closing, it's definitely a very, very good thing to do. So we've also been using eco-friendly detergent, and basically the one we have right now is still in a giant plastic tub, just like the normal detergents. It's just the inside of it, like the liquid, is eco-friendly. So there is a company, and it's in our list of like things that we want to do, but it's called Drops, and it's basically like a biodegradable substance, like maybe paper or whatever it is, and it has laundry detergent built in, and you just like break off a piece of this paper and put it in the wash.
That's cool.
So the entire thing is biodegradable and sustainable, which is awesome. So that's something we're looking into instead of doing the giant tubs. I guess I should say the next one, because Ben's not going to want to talk about this.
It's definitely not my forte. I have never used one of these.
Well, today might be your day. Maybe we can help Ben. He can try a menstrual cup.
Wow. Sounds like a time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I actually don't love using a menstrual cup. It makes me feel like I have to pee all the time, and it's really uncomfortable. I'm trying to like it because I know that it reduces a lot of waste, but it is an awesome thing to do. So trying to like it.
I'm going to just support you on that one. I'm not going to try it out. I'm just going to support you from a distance.
That's what a nice man should do.
Okay, moving right along to the next one. Yippee! The next thing we want to talk about is shopping local and supporting local. Now, that could be just buying fruit from a fruit stand or buying eggs from Pam, who lives down the road, who has 15 chickens and too many eggs, and she only eats one a day. So you could buy your eggs from Pam, or you could be doing all kinds of things like that. This is one of the things we're actually really looking forward to about moving to Nelson, or just being in BC in general, is that there are so many fruit stands in summer.
So many. And our grow wall can't grow fruit. So we're going to be hitting up those fruit stands, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. It's going to be fun. I remember driving around as a kid in one of the area I grew up, and there's people always selling stuff on the side of the road. Pumpkins was a popular one. Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Pineapples.
I love the way Ben says words. He's like, blueberries.
Blueberries.
It's so funny.
Oh, sorry. I mean blueberries.
It's so good.
Pineapples. But anyways, I can go on.
Anyways, we're super excited to be buying eggs local and buying fruit local, and also just like making our own spinach and kale and stuff. So we're not consuming so much from the grocery store.
100%.
1,000%.
10,000%.
Okay, moving on.
The next thing we want to be talking to you about is stuff that we're not doing yet, but stuff we want to be doing. So stuff we're looking into or getting into. And some of the reasons for those is just physically unable, but we'll get to those when we get to them. Nikki, do you want to start us off with the first one about some delicious dihydrogen monoxide?
H2O.
That is false. It is just 1-0.
It's just
on
H20.
Oh my God.
Anyways, we're looking into getting a water filter. I've been researching a lot about water lately, and if you're drinking like city water, it actually can be pulling the good minerals from your body and depleting you. That's what I was reading anyway, so don't quote me on this. But
we're not scientists. We're just a couple of people with microphones.
But basically bad water, bad city water, can be doing like really bad things to your body, basically. That's what I'm talking about.
Also, to be honest, sometimes it just tastes terrible.
Most of the time it does, actually.
Where we live, I feel like you don't taste it when you just drink cold water. Not as much. But I've been making ice cubes lately, and we were like putting them in smoothies, or we were putting them in drinks to just make them cool, as you do. And there's like a really distinct, strong chlorine taste.
It's disgusting.
But it's only when you freeze them. I don't understand the science behind that, because I don't notice it when it's just liquid
water. It's definitely still there.
But it's crazy. And then if you boil the water, sometimes it can get rid of those tastes or that kind of chemically taste to it. So I boiled the water, let it cool, and then I froze it. Still tastes like ass.
Which basically means we need to get a water filter as soon as possible. We're looking into the Kangen or the Berkey. So please let us know your suggestions. I'm really excited for either one, but just trying to do a little bit more research before we get one.
I grew up, there's a couple of throwbacks in this episode, but when I was growing up, back when I was a boy, and when we were on acreage, we didn't have town water. We like weren't connected to a water system. So the only water we had was rainwater or tank water. So whatever we caught on our roof, that's all we had to drink. because we were too far out of town to be connected to the town water system. Our water was delicious, even though it probably had bird poo and dead frogs in it. It was delicious. Oh my God,
that's so funny.
Good bacteria.
I'd rather bird poo than chlorine. At least it's natural.
Unless the bird's been drinking town water and it's got chlorine in its poop.
Don't tell me that.
Anyway, drinking dirty, dead frog water was actually very, very delicious. And I hope that one day in the future we can have tank water.
Yeah.
Except here in Canada, it gets so damn cold. I did the research on this. This is a little bit off topic, but if we want to have tank water or rainwater here in Canada in Alberta or BC, you basically have to bury the actual water tank or your water storage like 12 to 14 feet below the surface of the ground so that it doesn't freeze.
So all the heat from the volcanoes down there can heat it up, right?
Yes, sure. Why not?
So I talked a little bit about this before, but the eco-friendly detergent, the drops, we don't have that yet, but definitely looking into getting that super soon whenever we run out of detergent.
Is Drops the name of the brand?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
D-R-O-P-P-S.
There you go. So if anyone else wants to get it, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Ben, let us share what we would like our future to look like, because we're doing a lot of good things right now and we're loving it all, but everyone can always be better and do better regarding this subject.
Mm-hmm. So some of the things that we really want to be doing that we can't do now is only because we are like physically restricted in the space. So one of the big things that we would love to do is actually have our own chickens. And not just because they're cute and funny to laugh at when they're running around, but they poop out delicious eggs. And eggs are fantastic. And Nikki and I love eggs. We eat a lot of eggs. And it really sucks going and buying them all the time from the grocery store or from wherever you're buying them. So if you have the opportunity to buy them from your neighbor or trade them with your neighbor, maybe you milk your cow and then send them over a bucket of milk.
Who drinks cow milk anymore anyways?
No, it was the 1920s. You take your neighbors a bucket of milk. I don't know. But if you are able to get eggs a more sustainable way, that's fantastic. If you have your own chickens, that's awesome. But that's what we would love to do one day. I had eggs coming out of chicken butts when I was growing up.
Honestly, and if you're having a bad day, you could literally just go stand there and stare at your chickens and be so happy because they're hilarious.
They're so simple.
They're amazing.
Their brains are just like, peck, 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 peck. Peck, 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 peck. Ooh, food. Peck, 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 peck.
I actually love that. That's so funny.
But anyway, they're fantastic and eggs are delicious. So we would love to have some chickens.
And the next thing. So we have a grow wall right now that we haven't set up, but we're setting it up once that piece comes. And then we're going to have spinach, lettuce, herbs, and microgreens. But there's this other garden thing, this mechanism. It's called a tower garden. And
it's another indoor garden.
Yeah, and it's like shaped very differently. It's like a tube, and you can basically grow a lot of different things like squash and strawberries and maybe like zucchinis. And like basically you can grow different things. So I would love to invest in this one maybe in the spring when we're living in a house. And so we can grow like more things ourselves basically. Because how cool would it be to not really need to go anywhere to the grocery store very often at all?
Or just needing to go for the things that you can't produce at home.
Yeah.
But it'd be pretty sick if we had our own like nice filtered clean water. We had our chickens run around at the back and then, oh, I need some spinach. I'll just go into the lounge room and get some.
Exactly.
And I think that those are kind of like a short-term goal to have so that one day we might be able to have a greenhouse somewhere, which would be really, really cool. Like the greenhouse is the big daddy version of having like an indoor plant growing system like we have with the grow wall. But a greenhouse would be super, super cool.
And I really, really want to get into like canning. And let's say you like make way too much spinach, you just freeze it to put it in smoothies or like basically use everything throughout the year and you have like a deep freezer or something. That would be awesome.
That'd be super sick.
So let's get into our next thing. And you've probably already known this from our other episodes, but we basically want to build an off-grid home powered by solar panels, a well, a wood fire furnace.
Wind power? Chicken power. I don't know.
Chicken power.
Have a couple of chickens running around like a big hamster wheel. We could sail them a hamster wheel.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And he can power the house.
But we basically want to like try to be as sustainable and off-grid as we possibly can. Like we're talking, how cool would it be if the sun is fueling your batteries and like bringing in electricity and then you're putting that electricity in your off-grid Jeep, which who knows, a solar-powered Jeep might come around.
There's an off-grid electrical Hummer, so Jeep's probably coming out.
Yeah, like could you imagine if everything is just like very sustainable? That would just be a dream.
It would be pretty sick. I think it'd be pretty sweet. But for you guys, if you don't know, the van, the way it's set up is that there's two methods of generating power. There's solar panels on the roof, or when the engine is running, the alternator sends battery power back to our house batteries, is what we call them, which is some batteries we got from Dakota Lithium. They make some fantastic batteries. And I think the goal would be basically to build the van, but on a much bigger level.
Like a home scale. Yeah. Nice big A-frame.
So it'd be super sick if we had solar panels on the roof of our house and all of that power goes into our Dakota Lithium batteries, or, you know, whatever the setup is, and have this huge storage power bank of electricity that we can use to power the lights and our laptops and our fridge and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely like the, honestly, I would say like 2 years. That's like a 2 year goal for us, ideally. Maybe three, you never know.
Yeah, but if you guys want to send us like a couple $100,000, we'll do it next week.
Yeah, seriously. But
if anyone wants to sponsor our home build, come, you can sleep on the couch.
But that is our goal. We would love to be like fully sustainable off-grid and inspire everyone else to do the same, because it's a great new world, you know?
I think it'd be a really sweet way to do everything. Then this podcast would be powered by the sun, technically.
That is the coolest thing ever. Like I think how cool is that?
Pretty sick. Like, imagine if you just wake up in the morning and everything you do at home throughout that day is just powered by the sun. That's incredible.
Technically, we as humans are powered by the sun, because the sun power like gives energy to the plants, and then we eat the plants. So technically, we are already powered by the sun.
That is true.
And if I get really,
the plants were grown inside on a growing
wall. If I get
wall.
Really, really deep here, the only reason why humanity is not in alignment with the earth is because we're not being powered by the sun. We're being powered by fuel and crap.
So if everyone gets a solar panel and straps it to their back and plugs it into their ears,
basically,
you'd be good to go.
Yep.
Please don't plug solar panels into your ears and run around outside. We did not suggest
Ben
that.
Ben told me to do it.
Ben told me I wouldn't get electrocuted. All right. That's enough of that silly talk. The last thing that we would really love to have, like I said, when I was growing up, I had fruit trees, and I think it'd be super, super cool to have those again. This is just one of the things that is a little bit challenging here in the Great White North of Canada, is that it's so damn cold that fruit trees don't really do as well, and you have to get very specific ones.
We're not growing pineapples up here in Canada, that's for sure.
We could grow them inside though.
Maybe.
Did you know that you can grow pineapples very easily? All you have to do is cut the top off another pineapple and just shove it in the ground.
Yeah.
It takes 3 years for one pineapple to grow.
I wonder if
though.
The hydroponic version of that would be faster.
But no, I haven't got 3 years to test that, to be honest. I don't.
Anyways, we are going to end this podcast very, very soon. And then we're going to go build the grow wall and then share it with you guys on Instagram without that broken piece. So hopefully we can get it together enough that it looks good. And then we can start growing some stuff.
If you are listening to this episode on Thursday, the 21st of January, after 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, we are currently building the grow wall as you listen to this.
Wow.
This is going to test my editing skills and see how quickly I can get this done. That's it for this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. If you are currently listening to this, please enjoy the grow wall building on Instagram. If you have enjoyed this episode, we love seeing you guys share it on your stories, sending it to your friends, sending it to your grandma, playing it for your dog when you go to the grocery store.
Also, if you have any other sustainable things that you are interested in and that we didn't name, please let us know, because we want to be better and we are definitely not the best. So please let us know.
Yeah. Tell us what we missed. We would really actually appreciate it. Other than that, we are going to go and start building some stuff, and we will catch you in the next episode.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.